A sad tale is best for winter, says young Prince Mamilius, as he prepares to entertain his pregnant mother with a story. One of Shakespeare's later plays, The Winter's Tale, is a story of obsession that leads to tragedy, softened by a pastoral interlude and redemption. It's a romance and a comedy, and the current production offered up by the joint talents of Richmond Shakespeare and Henley Street Theater Companies is a good way to spend a cold winter's night. The title alone is a clue to the evening. A Winter's Tale was slang for an old wives' tale or a story not to be taken too seriously. And director James Ricks has focused on much of the fun and allowed the music and dancing to take center stage for a couple of extended scenes. The first three acts set up the tragedy as Leontes, played by Adrian Reeder, suspects his wife of adultery and charges her with treason. Reeder is an intense actor, and his rage fuels much of the play. While he is easy to believe in the role, his over-the-top delivery sometimes masks some of the lines, and it becomes difficult to follow his language. Still, with his body language and vocal intonations, it is impossible to miss his pain. Laura Rocklin as Queen Hermione goes from happy to accused to condemned faster than just about anyone in classical literature, and she manages to pull off the roller coaster run very well. In supporting roles, the tandem of Jamie Rees and Freddie Kaufman alone are worth the price of admission. Rees plays a couple of different characters, including the peddler, and he plays them with real verve. I was delighted by his comedic timing and by his fine singing voice. Kaufman also plays a variety of characters, and his performance in the role of Time is a real standout, and his encounter with a bear is a highlight. Zoe Spees as Perdita shows real promise in her Richmond debut. She has a good pedigree from Williamsburg and hopefully will get a chance to take on some more roles here. Also making his local debut is David Millman, who does well in the role of Mamilius. Dennis Williams' The Second set design offers the appearance of multiple locations with only a few changes of set pieces. Stairs, levels, and drapery offer the illusion of court, a shepherd's house, a tavern, among other locations. Sarah Grady's costumes are contemporary in feel, and Andrew Bonnewell's lights are solid as ever, and a couple of moments his lights give the actors an otherworldly glow. Special mention goes to Terry Snyder's puppet designs, and when you see the puppet, you'll understand why everybody is talking about it. Ricks and Companies have turned in a fine production, and since Winter's Tale is one of those Shakespeare plays that are not often offered, you should take advantage of the situation and see the show. One last note, the show is worth seeing as it is Jamie Rees's farewell to Richmond show. After this, he plans on pulling up stakes and heading for New York. Rees has proven himself to be a fine character actor and a good director. Anytime we lose someone of his talent is a shame, but I wish him the best. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.